The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Self, you mentioned there are
the latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Some interesting elements in there. What would you highlight?
I think the wholesale side of this business plan is interesting. So there's a lot more focus in the coming 12 months by the FCA on benchmarks, on the controls that investment banks put on traders who are involved in the setting of prices and benchmarks. They're going to be looking at Chinese walls and conflicts of interest within investment banks, whether they're handling potential conflicts of interest well, ensuring that clients with different interests don't suffer because of the way those are handled.
This is obviously an attempt to come at the whole LIBOR and foreign exchange scandal from the other side, if you like, but preemptively.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On top of that, a lot of consumer interest, they take over the FCA, the regulation of consumer credit, for the first time this year. That is going to be a huge piece of work for them. They're regulating thousands, literally, of firms now. One of the things they said they want to look at is the credit card market, whether consumers are getting a good deal in credit cards. Inevitably, there'll be a lot of focus also on what they say about payday lending, which they're looking at. And I mean, it's an extraordinary array of work, an awful lot on their hands.